Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Brooke Makes a Choice. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Brooke makes a choice. Brooke was in her room counting the coins in her bank. She had spent a long time saving them up. She was now at the point where she could spend her coins to buy the stuffed pink pig she found at the store last month. There was a noise on the steps as Dad came upstairs to join Brooke. "Do you know what you would like to do with your coins?" Dad asked. Brooke was torn. She had to make a big choice. Should she save her coins or spend them on the pig? Brooke began to think about the pig once again. Pigs were her favorite animal. The stuffed one at the store was a perfect size, and when she hugged the pig, it said, "Oink, oink." Yet, if she saved her coins, she might see a better item to spend them on. "Can we go back to the store and look at the cute stuffed pig one more time?" asked Brooke. "Then I will be able to make a choice." Dad agreed and said, "Don't forget to bring your coins." At the store, Brooke found the pig. Dad pointed, "Look, there is a sale today." "I think my choice is made," Brooke said with glee in her voice. She picked up the pig and skipped to the front of the store. She paid for the pig with her coins and took the pig home with a big smile on her face. Now, let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Brooke was in her room counting the coins in her bank. She had spent a long time saving them up. She was now at the point where she could spend her coins to buy the stuffed pink pig she found at the store last month. There was a noise on the steps as Dad came upstairs to join Brooke. "Do you know what you would like to do with your coins?" Dad asked. Brooke was torn. She had to make a big choice. Should she save her coins or spend them on the pig? Brooke began to think about the pig once again. Pigs were her favorite animal. The stuffed one at the store was a perfect size, and when she hugged the pig, it said, "Oink, oink." Yet, if she saved her coins, she might see a better item to spend them on. "Can we go back to the store and look at the cute stuffed pig one more time?" asked Brooke. "Then I will be able to make a choice." Dad agreed and said, "Don't forget to bring your coins." At the store, Brooke found the pig. Dad pointed, "Look, there is a sale today." "I think my choice is made," Brooke said with glee in her voice. She picked up the pig and skipped to the front of the store. She paid for the pig with her coins and took the pig home with a big smile on her face. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Brooke was in her room counting the coins in her bank. She had spent a long time saving them up. She was now at the point where she could spend her coins to buy the stuffed pink pig she found at the store last month. There was a noise on the steps as Dad came upstairs to join Brooke. "Do you know what you would like to do with your coins?" Dad asked. Brooke was torn. She had to make a big choice. Should she save her coins or spend them on the pig? Brooke began to think about the pig once again. Pigs were her favorite animal. The stuffed one at the store was a perfect size, and when she hugged the pig, it said, "Oink, oink." Yet, if she saved her coins, she might see a better item to spend them on. "Can we go back to the store and look at the cute stuffed pig one more time?" asked Brooke. "Then I will be able to make a choice." Dad agreed and said, "Don't forget to bring your coins." At the store, Brooke found the pig. Dad pointed, "Look, there is a sale today." "I think my choice is made," Brooke said with glee in her voice. She picked up the pig and skipped to the front of the store. She paid for the pig with her coins and took the pig home with a big smile on her face. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.